Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, happy Friday. This is Chris Stainis. I'm the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, today I'm going to have to watch what I say as we're going to be talking about how we use words and how they impact us and produce the results in our lives. I have one of our featured guests who will be at the Women of Wisdom Conference, which is just 2 weeks away. So it's pretty exciting for all the women who are working on creating this experience for women. We've got over a dozen women who are preparing for you to enter into the land of the divine feminine, and it's not too late to sign up. Gift yourself with this life-changing event, a time of reflection, rejoicing, renewal, and connecting with other fabulous women. Each attendee is invited to share stories, make new friends, and replenish their spirit. Change your life. There are special prices for teens and students and seniors, and we have a special teen workshop. There's exceptional, inspirational evening presentations and intimate experiential workshops that will revitalize you and leave you feeling ready to take on just about anything. You can enter the conference and experience the ambiance at no charge. We have a community gathering area, a poetry wall, you can share your words, a healing temple, plenty of artists and vendors. The 2011 Woman Wisdom Conference is not to be missed. It's an incredible weekend-long event that will awaken your soul and invigorate your passions. So let's rekindle your passions and reignite your own power by attending the WOW Conference, February 17th to the 21st. And you can bring a friend to some of the workshops for $25 so they can join you. And you can bring a teen for only $5. Read all about it at www.womenofwisdom.org. Well, today my guest is Yvonne Oswald. She is a national U.S. award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth. She was voted a 2010 Woman of Influence and Inspiration by the Ministry of Government Services in Ontario, Canada, and chair of the board of Toronto Youth Day. She is a respected communications trainer and keynote speaker, a certified trainer of hypnosis, and a master practitioner of NLP. Nominated for the COVR Visionary Award for her unique CD, Mind Magic, where she teaches how to release negative emotions and limiting beliefs in less than a minute. She has an outstanding reputation for her exciting, innovative, and interactive seminars. A British-born qualified teacher with 20-plus years experience, Yvonne helps people clear issues and quantum leap their personal growth and life choices. Her best-selling book, Every Word Has Power, was published by Atria Beyond Words, who brought you The Secret. And she'll be presenting at Woman of Wisdom Thursday evening, February 17th, Magic of the Mind, Access Your Very Own Inner Internet. And she'll be doing a workshop on February 18th on Every Word Has Power, Success Starts with Self-Talk. So welcome, Yvonne, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so words, we use them every day. We listen to them, speak them out loud. They're in our minds. We read them. They impact us so much. And your mission is to help people use them to their fullest to change their life, manifest what they want in their life.
Exactly.
So you've studied this pretty extensively. What made you so interested in this topic?
What was very interesting was when I was brought up in England, you can hear I'm English, I thought words were just very normally not very pleasant because in England, you know, people are genuinely joke with each other and in a very low energy kind of way. And when I came to Canada and found the way people spoke to each other here, it really took me aback because everyone was pleasant and polite and everyone was speaking kindly. And it finally occurred to me that maybe it wasn't quite right the way I was brought up. And I did some work on myself and then actually had my daughter when I was 42. And when she was about 10 months old, she tugged on my skirt And I remember turning around and looking at her and thinking in my head, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry for. And I thought, wow, I was just about to say that to my beautiful daughter. And I took her in the other room and said, sit down, sweetie, I'll be with you in a moment. And as I stood there at the sink, I actually made myself a vow that everything that came out of my mouth was going to be positive from that moment on. So for the first 3 years, I didn't say no once. It was really interesting. It was a lesson in patience, shall we say.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And so how old is she now?
Oh, she's 15, and she's fantastic.
15. Yeah, so she's had an unusual upbringing because...
A very unusual one, exactly, and it's made her into the most amazing person. There were an odd time when I thought I wasn't achieving very much, and on the whole, she's really the most delightful person you could ever meet. It's great. Her language is excellent, her manners are great, she speaks, you know, we've talked things through, and she's just a great girl. Gets straight A's, loves her life, really good.
And so having brought up that way, I imagine that she has a respect. People would feel respected when
exactly.
She talks to them.
Exactly that. You know, I mean, she goes and stays with people and they call me and they say, your daughter is just a ray of sunshine. You know what? And I've never taught her to be polite. I've just taught things through with her. So we've got a best friend relationship. You know, she'll hug me and say, I love you so much. And I'll say, thank you for choosing me as a mom. And she'll say, thanks for choosing me as a daughter. You know, and we're very aware of this very strong bond, and that's because any words between us are really clear.
Yes, that's great. Mm-hmm. So you have this book.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us
Every
about...
Every Word Has Power.
What's the name of the book?
Every Word Has Power.
Every Word Has Power. So, yes, and I'm in a training where we are taught that. We're taught to use... there are power words, I believe. And then also you can speak in power. So
yes.
It's not just what the words are, it's also how you speak, because you can speak in power or you can speak in a disempowering way.
Yes.
And there's a lot with that. So tell us a little bit more about the work that you, what people get from reading this book, because I think it's be very impactful for people.
It's very powerful. I've had more than one person has actually emailed me and said I've saved their marriage with it because, you know, just the way people speak to each other. What I realized was I was training people to become hypnotherapists, and they would lean over when someone was in trance, and of course you've not got the filter there when someone's in trance, and they'd say, so don't think about all the worries and all the troubles and all the, and I'd be signaling behind going, no, let's not go there. And they'd look up and say, what did I just say? And it occurred to me that people weren't even aware of what words were coming out of the mouth. So we invented a game called Switch. I did it with my daughter from being about 8 years old, where as soon as everybody on the first day gets 20 poker chips, plastic poker chips, and it's a game. And what I say to people is, you know, if you were going for an interview and you had lettuce on your teeth, would you love someone to point out you have lettuce on your teeth? And they say yes. So I say, and then would you thank them, or would you say, how dare you tell me I've got lettuce on my teeth? And they'd say, no, I would really thank them. So we start the game with the premise that this is to help you become successful. So as soon as someone says a low-energy word like worry or bad or hard or difficult, someone else says switch, and they give over a coin and switch the phrase as they say it so that their unconscious mind can pick out when which words to delete. The important thing about this is, after about 3 days, everybody's sitting there silent. It's really funny, because they open their mouth and they say, I'll get back to you. Because, you know, second day, people say, I had no idea how many low-energy words I used. None. Not whatsoever.
Yeah, and so they had to sit there and think of, well, how can I turn this around to the positive? Because our mind, we have to do that in our mind.
Yeah,
we've got to train ourselves.
When you first start, because, you know, you'll be chatting away and someone will say, switch, and you'll say, what did I just say? And then someone says it, they say, I didn't say that. And, of course, there's no idea that, of course, there's 20% of the words in the English language have emotional weight and emotional context. 10% are positive, 10% are not so high energy. And what happens is that your unconscious mind is programmed to search for those because your emotions are your survival mechanism. It's your messaging system from your unconscious mind. So if a word has emotions attached to it, your unconscious mind will pick that one out above all other words. And it's programmed to zoom in on it and find out, is there something we should know about here? What happens then is, as you clear those emotional words, the low-energy emotional words from your vocabulary in your mind, you actually start to think in optimism. You revert to optimism that much faster, and you start to just feel better about your life, and you manifest better.
Well, what you focus on is what's going to manifest. So if you're focusing on a negative word or thought, you say, well, I don't have enough money, you are not going to have money.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. People say not bad, and unfortunately, the unconscious mind just picks up on the keyword. It doesn't pick up on the not. What you mean is quite good, but people actually use the low energy word and then say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, the thing is, your unconscious mind isn't searching for good. You know, it's like, don't think of a pink elephant. You have to just go to the keywords. So it's, your mind is very much like a quantum internet. It simply picks up on keywords and it goes for those keywords. It doesn't have idea of context, of grammar or any negatives. It can only find the keywords. So, you know, if you're not sure whether a keyword's high energy or low energy, just simply look it up on the internet and see what results come up.
Mm-hmm.
So the word challenge, for instance, is just high energy if you look it up. It's kind of interesting.
Yes. So, and your book, so how does it compare? We've all read The Secret, and many of us know about Dr. Emoto's messages from water. How does your book work with those?
It works very well with those. The Secret tells you what to do, but it doesn't tell you how to do it. And my book, you know, Dr. Emoto covers the topic a little bit and says, you know, if you say low energy words to water and your body's 70% water and the earth is 70% water, then it resonates and it brings you, it lowers your immune system. If you say high energy words like love, excitement, joy, then it raises your, it boosts your immune system and raises your vibration. The word, when you actually use the switch game and read every word has power, what happens is you suddenly start realizing exactly what impact you actually learn to control your mind. You learn to control your inner internet, if you like, so that you key in, you know, high energy words, and of course, as a result, you'll get high energy results.
Yes, but I would imagine it takes a lot of practice.
It does.
Because we're so conditioned to go there. And like you say, sometimes we don't even realize what we said.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if we can create a buddy who will, hey, warn me when I'm saying something that's not positive, let me know right away.
And you have to really like the person who's working with you.
Yes.
After 2 days, you'll be saying, can I not open my mouth without you saying switch at me? And it's like,
yes.
Oh, I'm trying to help you here. That's why I always do the letters on the teeth kind of thing, because, you know, you would want to be told if you're going into an interview. You know, you do want to be told if you're using low energy words, simply because you can delete them, then you can clear them from your mind and your vocabulary.
It doesn't
makes
eliminate
a huge difference. It really does make a huge difference to your life.
Yes. And it would. It's just... we don't realize how much words impact us on an energy level, even not just
exactly.
You know.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, can you give our audience your contact information?
Yes, it's my website is globalwelcome.com, globalwelcome.com, and I can be contacted at yvonne@globalwelcome.com, yvonne.
Great. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Yvonne Oswald. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of a Woman. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Yvonne Oswald with us. And that song, Pray Like a Woman, is written by one of our previous music directors. Now, those are powerful words. You know, you just listen to that, and it's great. And we sang that. She got a choir up. The committee got behind her, and we sang the chorus with her in front of the audience many, many years ago. And it's, you know, it's very impactful. So let's talk about the energy of words.
Right. Well, the words actually, although when you speak to someone else, words only have a 7% impact, when you're speaking to yourself, it has 100% of impact on the results you get in your life, because everything you do begins with a thought, and then it goes over to your unconscious mind, the programs are activated, and then you get the manifestation. So if you have some beautiful high-energy thoughts and high-energy words like excitement and joy, it flies up to God or to the universe or to the abundant universe or whatever what you want to call it, and literally comes back to you clear with a nice quick loop. If you have negative emotions, low energy emotions and low energy decisions in the way, it's almost like there are clouds above your head, and it has to find its way around the clouds to God or abundance. And, you know, God says, here, take lots of money, lots of love, lots of everything. And then it has to find its way back to you. And if you've got those clouds in the way, that's why you don't manifest so easily.
Here's all this junk laying in front of you.
Exactly.
All these, yeah, the negative thoughts. So you've said positive words, but you're still living in negativity in your brain and you're unconscious too.
Yeah. And even, you know what, Chris, even when people say I speak positively, they'll say, I always think about, you know, not having poverty and not being poor and not being this, and, you know, and it's, you know, I get to clients in and I'll say, what do you want? They'll say, I want to be happy. Everybody says, I want to be happy. And then I say, well, what does being happy with you mean to you? And they'll say, oh, not being poor, not being sick, not being, you know, and they're not realizing that they're using low energy words that are going to bring them exactly what they don't want.
Yes, it's thinking, it's training your mind to think of what you do want and not what you don't want.
Correct. That's what we're going to be talking about on the Friday workshop more than anything, is how to really direct your thinking so that you're heading the right way and not looking in the rearview mirror as you're driving, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be at your workshop.
Good.
But I know when things are clearer with me, I can just think something, you know, like I'm busy, I need to connect with people, I need to call so-and-so, and they call me.
Exactly.
You know, the universe responds that fast when your mind is clear and you're not all stuck in the negativity and all the stuff that's going on.
That's exactly it. Because the thing is, when you clearly have a thought that goes out in a directed way, your unconscious mind responds immediately. If you give very vague thoughts or, I'd like this, but I don't know whether I do want it or not, it has no idea what to do, so it just doesn't do anything.
Yes, it's like a bump on a log. So we really have to get clear. We have to get clear on what we want. And that takes, I've had many speakers here. We've been talking for several months now and people talking about, you know, the whole, whether it's a meditation process or whatever you do to find that clarity inside yourself of what it is you want.
Yeah. I had a really interesting experience actually in November. I'd worked from July without a day off, as usual, because I love my work. And I said to my husband on the Monday night, gosh, if I had 1,000 bucks spare tomorrow, I would go straight to Puerto Vallarta or Dominican Republic. And I went to bed thinking, I would love a holiday. It's going to be really, really healthy for me to do that. Woke up the next day, 9 o'clock in the morning, the doorbell rang. And a woman was standing on the doorstep with an envelope with $10 bills in it. And it was a woman I'd seen 10 years ago. She'd taken a class and never paid me. And she said, you know what? She said, I've been feeling not good about this. She said, I need to give you this money. And I was like, okay, thank you. That one came true very nicely.
Yeah, now that's the universe responding very nicely.
Totally. It was just, and it happens quite a lot with me, you know, when I have a clear thought like that. Because I've not got a lot of those low-energy clouds in the way, it just simply comes straight back. It's fabulous.
So how do people get rid of that the clouds that are in the way?
You need to work on a daily basis with it. My technique, Mind Magic, I'm going to be teaching on the Friday, and that's how to clear a negative emotion in less than a minute, and also how to take easy steps to get things moving, because what people do is they tend to think, I'm going to change my job or change my this or do this. And they set the goals so high they don't even know where to begin, and they go into overload, and of course then they don't do anything. So I'm going to be talking about how to teach getting over procrastination, how to take action, how to get the successful results you want really easily.
Yeah, because it can be pretty overwhelming. But I do know people who come to Women of Wisdom make those kind of changes. They go away saying, I'm going to change my job. Because
exactly.
I get the emails back, and they do it.
Because they've taken that first step just by going to the conference. Now, this is the interesting thing. The fact that you're at the conference, you're also in a morphic field, so you're picking up on everybody else's energy. And, of course, all the teachers who are there are giving their enthusiasm. You're directly connected, almost like an electrical, you know, charge right the way through to the source, which is fabulous.
Yes, and it's not just the teachers, it's their connections with other people. It's seeing other people having made changes in their life and seeing their results and going, wow, she did that. I can do that too. What do I want to do?
Yeah, it's
and it doesn't have to be a large thing. It doesn't have to be quit your job. It can just be even a simple thing of like, I'm going to start going to the gym because I need to exercise.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's really amazing when you get with a group of women like that. And I love the energy of Women of Wisdom, because you've got that like-minded, everybody wants good for everybody, which is fabulous.
Yes, and you know what's happened over the years? I mean, the very first year I noticed it was the common theme was people had a chance to tell their story. Our workshops are small and intimate.
Yep.
And when there are women that come in that are very isolated and feeling who feel very self-conscious of sharing what their story is and what's going on. But when they hear somebody else share, it gives them permission. They realize, oh, I'm not alone. Because we often think, we often think it's all us. I'm the only one with this problem. And when they come and hear other people, they realize they're not alone, and it gives them permission to speak. And then the healing happens with that. So what's happened over the years is we have created this. It's 19 years. This is our 19th conference. We've created this
thing.
This safe container without, you know, probably within 5 to 6 years, I noticed that even new people would come. People are ready to dive in and do this work. People are there. Like, I've had presenters go, I got to change my agenda because you guys are way ahead of me. You know,
I've already planned on doing some leadership stuff in the afternoon because I was tuning into the energy really fast. It's a really super energy. So.
Yeah, so it's an environment where people can change quickly because that support is there, that energy is there to tap into, and the connections you make. So you're very able to have those moments of clarity. You'll have an aha in a workshop because of what somebody else spoke and then and shared, and you go, oh my God, you know, I've been doing that too. Or, you know, you relate it to however related to it in your life. And so there's just so much transformation happening when you're in a group of people like that. And when you're allowed, it's really having created that safe environment. And that's why we created it to be workshops where women only. We do have men invited, and on Sunday nights, we have workshops with men, but it's very important for women to be alone and feel they can share. There's a difference for them when there's men in the room. It's a different conversation.
It's just
a fact. You know, I know it. I experience it. And more as we get stronger in our voices, I don't quiet my voice as much as I used to because I've been strengthened by having been supported by women. It's like a playground to experiment and practice. And now my voice is stronger, and it doesn't matter so much to me if I'm in a mixed group or all women's group, but for many, it is harder, and then for some, it's hard to share in an all women's group, and they got to overcome that.
Not easy even, Chris, not easy even. It's not HARD, it's not easy.
No,
I'm going to be switching you on next Friday in a couple of weeks. You'll find out. So cool.
What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to switch that HARD word out of your language.
Oh, HARD.
Yes.
That is hard. I know. I do use that. I was thinking that today as we were going to the show. I going, oh, you know, that little hard word. It's been a hard week because I've had all these deadlines.
It's not easy. Well, you have to replace it with "is not easy."
Oh, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I had to do all these deadlines for sure to the printer. And so,
yeah,
it's good to know what words to switch. You know, what do you change them with? You know, I like you're giving that feedback, and I hope other people hear that too, because I think a lot of people use that word hard.
Oh, they just give it away, and it's like no problem. Well, your unconscious mind is not searching for the no, it's searching for the problem. You know, why wouldn't you just say, "You're very welcome"? You know, it's like people just are very careless. See, the thing is with the words, that emotion is how you survive. You know, you've got 0.015 of a second to know if someone is your friend or not. So when I'm going to be teaching in the workshop is how to recognize someone's body language and change that so you can get that instant rapport going. If you've got that low energy emotion around, it says that we have to watch out. There's something not feeling good about this. When you're feeling great, your unconscious mind is saying, "You're safe, I'm good, I've checked for you." You know, so the low energy emotions are just as important as the high energy ones. And of course, if you're using low energy words all the time, you're putting your unconscious mind on high alert when it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, so it's really, and so it's understanding when you're in that low energy mode or high energy mode too, so knowing where you're at.
You don't even need to know whether you're in a low or high energy mode. If you just simply change the words, you'll always be using the prefrontal cortex, which is where your forehead is. That's your high brain, the optimistic brain, the new brain, really. And if you can consistently get into that, and I'm going to teach on the Friday how to get into that, how to get into that part of your brain and stay there, then what happens is you dip down into the low energy emotions now and again, but you dip back, you come back up just as quickly.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more when we come back from our break. I'm Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back, talk more about how words can change your life.
Chris Stainless is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis, and you are listening to Voices of Women. I have Yvonne Oswald with me. Yvonne, how about giving out your website address again so people can find you?
Okay, great. It's www.globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. And if you go to the website, you can actually get a free download of a success CD. So you just put your email in and get a free download. So it's 20 minutes, and it's hypnosis. And 20 minutes hypnosis is equal to 4 hours of sleep. So it goes really to some deep levels. It's great.
After I listen to it every night, I can only need to sleep 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think I do 15-hour days?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm taught a meditation practice, too, where we don't need as much sleep. So
yeah, it's fabulous.
Where do we go from here? We've talked a lot about words and how they impact us. What more do you have to share with us about words?
Basically, that, you know, what I found really interesting about talking with each other is that if I have a class and we're 8 days together, 9 days together, what happens is you actually start doing some telepathy. It's really, really interesting how someone will say something and the person will turn around and say, I didn't ask you the question yet. And it actually almost like clears up the space between you so that you can actually direct thoughts at people. And it's really, really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I've experienced that. You know how kind of when you're in love with somebody?
Yes, exactly.
That happens like, you're answering your questions before you've spoken them, and you get all excited because, you're in love.
And it takes you to the really high energy. It changes your vibration so much that you actually resonate at a much higher vibration. So it's easy for you to connect with people around the world who are the same. You know, and it really very interesting. I only have to think one day, gosh, I'd like this to happen, and within 24 hours it's there. And it's like, wow. And it still surprises me, even though it happens daily. It's really nice. You know, it doesn't seem to become commonplace because it's a real confirmation that you're on the right track.
Yeah, it is great. And it doesn't, you don't have to be in person. I work with healing groups, and we're on the phone, we send healing energy as groups. Yeah. We send healing energy to somebody who's we know who's ill, who has cancer or tumors or whatever, and actually it has changed their health.
Yes, and it does.
It's gotten rid of the tumors. And the mind is so powerful. We really don't know how much the mind can do.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting was I was brought up with this. My grandma used to run the Spiritualist Church in Manchester. She was the leading healer there. So I was brought up with hands-on healing. You know, it didn't occur to me at 5 years old that you wouldn't do that. And, you know, it's one of those things that even as a teenager, I was so connected with people that I didn't realize that nobody else could see the dead people in the room. You know, it was like, ooh. And I had to learn to turn off a little bit from that because I was picking up on too much. So you become like a radio receiver and transmitter. And here's the thing, when you start changing your words, you simply become a transmitter of high energy, and you only take in what you choose to take in then. You actually almost are above the low energy stuff, so you don't need to dip down there.
Yeah, it doesn't have to impact you. You don't have to take it into your energy field.
Exactly.
And I know one of our speakers we've had a while before, Judith Orloff, she talks about, you know, energy vampires, people who drain your energy.
Right.
And to watch for that, and to, you know, you can change who you're around. I know after I came home from traveling with my husband, we went around the world for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm around pretty positive people. I'm around people I want to be around. It's like that's who I attract because that's what I want in my life. And it's time, you know, if you don't have that, it's time to start going, looking at who's in your life and how they're impacting you, and making decisions like, this person is not serving my higher good.
Yeah.
And not to take it like, you know, and sometimes we don't let go of those people because we want to take care of them. We're afraid to hurt them. You know, sometimes you have to be honest. Judith Orloff talks about, say you have a friend who's always calling you saying the same problem over and over again, and you listen for an hour and they're just yak yak. She says to tell them, okay, I've got 10 minutes. I'll listen for 10 minutes and then I need to go.
Yes. And I also stop that happening by simply saying, by the way, that we're not talking about whatever it is today. I had a girlfriend who used to talk about her money issues every single day. I knew to the letter how much credit card debt she had, you know. And I finally said to her, you know what? I said, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I said, I know more about your financial situation than my own, and it's not making me happy to listen to this. I said, from today, I said, the subject is not on. Yes, but I said, from today, the subject is not on. And what was really interesting was that the very next time she phoned, she started again, and I said, stop, we're not speaking about this. And she actually couldn't think of anything else to talk about. It was really interesting.
Yeah, because that was the basis of the friendship for her.
Yeah, that was it. And she finally, you know, got the hint. And I didn't hear from her a while. And then she phoned and she said, you know what? She said, I hadn't realized I'd do it to everybody. You know?
So it was a real gift you gave her.
Yeah, it didn't make me feel good. But I realized I was making myself ill over it. You know, and what we've got to do is be careful not to let it get to that level before we call a halt and say, you know what? This subject has to change. This, you know, I love you, but I really don't want to feel like this anymore. You know, and that's really what you've got to do to people. And
yeah.
It's great because suddenly, you know, if they can't take it, they're not in your life. That's fine, too, because you don't want to go down there.
Right. And if they do and learn from it.
Yes.
What a gift you've given them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes,
you know,
really
that's changed their life.
Yes.
So we're afraid to speak those out. We're afraid to hurt someone's feelings or think they're going to think bad of us if we say something. And the reality is, I consider it a gift if someone tells me. I get more mad when they don't tell me, and then they go, well, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in our 20s,
level,
we kind of
get into Why didn't you say something earlier, you know?
Yeah, because I can change if I'm aware of something.
Yes, correct.
Give me the credit that I can choose to change. Yes. I may not too, but if I'm aware of something, I can then work on that issue and do the things I need to do to be a better friend, to be a better person.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, again, it's all about words still. This is, you know, we're talking about words and how it impacts people. So you might think about what kind of discussions you have with people and is it a productive, and it may just be turning the words around, like you could have the same conversation, but changing the words from low energy to high energy.
We do need to have a little moan now and again. We do need to kind of offload sometimes, because what it does is it helps your unconscious mind rationalize and start to bring in new resources. So, I mean, one preparation to it, you can simply say to someone, do you mind if I just vent for a minute? And then they'll say, sure, go ahead, vent. I don't want any comments, I just want to vent. And you can simply vent, and then the person says, are you done? And you can say, no, not done yet, I still need to vent a bit more. And then it's like, good, have you finished? Yes, I've finished, good. And it literally just offloads it. What I do before I do a private session with someone is I'll say to them, and I did it originally to save them money and me time, because what would happen is we'd spend the whole of the first hour talking about what they wanted to sort out. And I said to people, you know, give me a 3-page download of everything that's not working for you in your life. Let me have that. I said, before I see you, then I'll know where we're going with the therapy. I can clear your limiting decisions right up front. And people would email me and comment. They'd walk in as though I'm the best friend, because, of course, they've told me the darkest secrets, which is everybody's got the same secrets, funnily enough. And they would say it felt so good just to let you have it and not me anymore. And it was just like, wow. You know, and immediately we were straight into the work, and really easy to get stuff done then. Fabulous.
Yeah, well, that's good that you share that, because for some people, they're going to go, well, if I have to say positive things all the time and the energy words, you still need to process things. So to have somebody, it's just to be aware of, don't vent all over the place. Choose someone who you can, I need to do that. And I just sent it by email yesterday. I was working on something and was affected by what people had sent me for me to work with. And just to put it out in an email, just like, okay, here, you know, I just need to vent this. It was just one line. But, you know, if I can move on then and get my work done. And then you can look for the the high energy words and let it go. Some of us, we tend to cling to it, you know, it's like.
Yeah. It's the letting it go that's not the easy part, because what happens is it's an unfinished loop from before you were seven. You wouldn't be affected by it unless there was something unfinished. So what happens is your unconscious mind's programmed to go and search for completion. It's two jobs. It's the first job is to preserve the body. The second job is to search for wholeness. So if you've got an unfinished, whatever it is from your childhood, it will keep on and on and on presenting you with the same issue until you finally go, okay, I get it. I'm letting people take advantage of me. Thank you. You know, and then you can move on from it. And if you're in that loop, it simply means you've not moved on.
Right. And it's knowing where, understanding where the wounds are. You know, what happened when you were seven? You mentioned 7 years old. So I'll just, you know, what happened at seven that, because we do repeat it and the pattern repeats itself until we 100%. Get it. And so it's kind of, we need to go, because it's often not what's happening in the moment. It's happening in the mind. It goes to, it's reacting to what happened when you were at seven.
Yeah.
And when you understand that, you stop reacting now in the same way.
And here's the thing I've always said with all the therapy when I'm teaching people is it's all done before you're seven, and all therapy is a parts integration. You're bringing the two parts back together. So we make limiting decisions before we're 7 years old, and then suddenly that limiting decision becomes a reality to us, and then we go ahead and prove it over and over again that it's a reality, and it never has any access to new resources after that. So our job is to go back and give it the resources and also go forward into the future and put the new resources there waiting for us. That's the most interesting part of the work I'm doing.
So that would be like a meditative process, like putting it forward into projecting it into the future, what you're going to draw into your life?
Yes, and it's really simple to do, because what people do is they say, I want money now, or I want $1 million now, and the unconscious mind goes, cool, me too. And you're not giving it any instructions, you're just telling it a story. So you need to know how to give it an instruction with a date on it, with a timeline, with a putting it down into the timeline, with a snapping your fingers down into the timeline, with, you know, seeing yourself doing it above the timeline. It's really very, very interesting. So we'll be talking about presenting and how to, you know, not have stage fright and things. It's the really easiest thing to clear in two minutes.
Yes, and there is that that element of that of putting it in the timeline is very important, because we can just try to manifest and, you know, well, when do you want it? 100 years from now?
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break now. This is Chris Stainis. When we return, we'll talk more with Yvonne Oswald.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Yvonne Oswald. So, Yvonne, you've been doing a lot of new research. You just did a PhD or a dissertation or something.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
I'm for the PhD, so I'm really excited about it in clinical hypnosis. So what I'm working on is actually how to stay in that happy brain all the time, you know, on a daily basis, how to flip back really fast. And what I realized very early on is that when you start to work with the future, you actually have a beautiful idea of where you're going, and it's easier to stay happy if you imagine the future and then come back to now rather than if you go into the past and then come back to now.
So the future makes us more happy.
Yeah.
A future. Why is that?
Simply because it closes a loop. It's all about those open loops, because where you have an open loop, you have the mind searching for answers all the time. When you do an imaginary open loop, even if it never comes true and even if it's not real, it doesn't matter. What it does is it says to the unconscious mind, okay, you're off duty. Go ahead. Enjoy your life now. It's really interesting stuff.
So you're saying go into the future but come back. That's closing the loop. You've got to come back to now. So you're not in dream la-la land.
No. Because if you're in the future or you're in the past, you're in trance. When you're in the now, this is the only present moment. So the trick is, how can we stay in that present moment?
But what about going into the future? You talked about putting things into the future to manifest. So tell us about that.
What you do is you decide, and it has to be fairly soon, because if I say to you, so what are you going to be doing in 5 years' time, you're going to go, I have no idea. If I say to you, what are you going to be doing in September, you can roughly give me a good idea. If I can say to you, what are you doing next week, you go, oh, yeah, I know exactly what I'm doing next week. So what happens is, whatever you're working with now, if you simply imagine it in next week as though it's completed, what happens is you completely stop procrastination and just get on with it. It's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I do that. Like I had to get a brochure done, two of them this week.
Yes.
And I do that sometimes. I just picture it. It is, and it was very stressful because it was a lot of work. And, sorry, I'm probably using those low energy words.
Yes.
How
to wasn't relaxing.
I'll have to think.
It was not relaxing. Well caught.
Yeah. So, but it was picturing it done. I knew it'd be done, and I always make my deadlines, and so I could picture myself. And today's done. It got done last night at midnight. So I can picture myself knowing it'll get done.
Yes.
And that helps me. It does help me relax me, like, okay, just pace myself.
Yeah.
And you're right. Don't procrastinate, but just focus on it. And I will get to that end picture that I'm done. I'm relaxed. I'm happy.
Yes.
It did a great job.
Yeah.
It's
because
off to the printer.
Procrastination is the loop that forms between action or decision and action. So if you can actually take some action simply by imagining the thing complete and turning all the colors up and turning the sounds up and turning the feelings up and then clicking it into reality, what happens is suddenly procrastination isn't in the loop anymore. It's gone. And you can do it on a daily basis too.
And so you can do that then in a more relaxed and enjoyable way.
You totally get on with it. There's nothing holding you back then, because you haven't got any fearful, there's no fear in the way. You just go straight into success.
Yeah.
And
I know when I do that, and I know when I don't do that. You know, and it kind of, and it's a choice.
Mm-hmm. It is a choice, in as much as if you know what to do to get out of it, it's easy. It's when you don't know how to get out of it, you don't know how to get out of the loop. That's the thing that people don't know how to do. And I know how to do that. So is really good.
And so how do you get out of the loop?
You actually plan it as though, for instance, if you get up today and you have got a lot to do and you sit in bed and go, oh my gosh, look at what I have to do, listing, you know, doing the list of things. If you simply write yourself a letter as 11 o'clock that night and say, hi, Chris, fabulous day we had today. I got this achieved, you got that achieved. I'm so proud of you, you did so well. Congratulations, fabulous day, good night, have a lovely night's sleep, and sign it. What you'll find immediately is that you get up and you get on with the day with no anxiety. Because it's completed. It's so cool. We'll be doing it in the workshop. I'll show you how to do it.
But it sounded like you were saying it was completed the day, what I completed the day before, but you're putting into the future, I'm going to bed picturing what I'm going to do and complete the next day.
Sure. Tomorrow night, you date it for tomorrow. You put 11 p.m. on that date and then write yourself a letter as though it's already happened. Write yourself a thank you letter for being so great.
Okay, thanks for that clarity. I missed that. I thought you were writing what happened that day, but you're writing what happened
any day you like. I can write a letter for tonight. If I get up this morning and I've got a lot to do, I'll write myself a letter from this evening. And what happens is it simply clears up whatever's in your head that was holding you back. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I know it helps. I mean, I make lots of lists. I have a big to-do list, and so, but I will prioritize it and make the list. Okay, today it's this. Because if I focus on the 20 things that
needs to be done
this week. You know
what you have to change about that? You're still focusing on what I'm going to do in the future as though it's still there. And what happens is, that's, you know, when someone gets stage fright, where they get stage fright is just before they go on stage, imagining what could happen and what should happen and all the rest of it. If you take them to the end of the speaking engagement where everyone's cheering and standing up and woohooing, they don't have stage fright anymore. It's gone completely. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the day is you can completely clear all procrastination and all anxiety simply by planning it as though it's already happened. It's neat. I'll show you how to do it. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm aware of, like, the list will feel so long.
Yeah, exactly.
But part of the problem is not really getting clear. Like, sometimes I don't get to a project because I'm still, thinking in my mind of what I need to do to get this. Like, I need to get pieces together before I can start it. And so there's, background stuff happening. And, yes, I procrastinated, but there's stuff happening that I'm not ready to really dive into it yet because there's some things, unanswered things. And when I do dive in, all the pieces come together, and I realize, I couldn't have done it before.
It's like a germination period. It's like when you plant a seed. You can't yell at the seed, come on, I want my dinner tonight. You have to kind of wait for it to grow and, you know, give it that little time and then go back to it and then get your vegetables in a month's time, right? So, yeah, there's definitely different reasons for things not coming together. However, it's when we get stuck in that worry and anxiety, it's so vague and it's so invasive and it really does kind of paralyze you that I've got some fantastic tricks on how to get over that fast, like instantly.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So you, just quickly, what three things can our listeners do right now to increase success?
First of all, learn how to access your happy brain. So what you're going to do is, you know the expression, keep your chin up, literally put your back straight, your chin up, and then become aware of all the surroundings, you know, to the left and to the right. So choose a spot straight in front of you or your eyes up a bit, and then become aware of the whole area to the right and to the left. And what happens is you immediately access the optimistic brain, the happy brain. You can't feel any negative emotion in that. Secondly, so did you do that as I was doing it?
Definitely.
And you know what? If you actually literally put your chin up back straight and have that 180-degree vision, you cannot access a negative emotion. It's impossible. You're totally in a different part of your brain. You're in the prefrontal cortex. Cool, huh?
Yeah, I feel great.
It's an instant picker-upper. Secondly, have fun and plan fun for some time in the day, because what we do is we go to work, we come home, we carry on working, we go make dinner, we go on work, we think, gosh, I've got work tomorrow. If you can plan something at the beginning of the day that's going to be fun and a reward for yourself, this is the most important thing. Make sure you reward yourself with a nice hot drink or a half hour reading a book or, you know, plan the reward before you actually do the work. And what happens is then you start to feel satisfied and you're already ready to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, that's some great information for people that they can use to help build success and happiness in their lives. So thank you, Yvonne, for your work.
You are very
helping
welcome.
People realize
really
the impact.
About coming.
Yes. So Yvonne will be sharing her gifts along with others February 17th to 21st in Seattle at the 19th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. So go to our website, womanofwisdom.org. You can register for any event individually so you can create your own conference experience. I'd like to leave you with this thought today. Listen to the words you use. Are they high energy or low energy? What self-talk is going on in your mind now, and how is it affecting you and others around you? This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me through my website, wisewomanpublishing.com. The author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can purchase that on my website or Woman of Wisdom website or Amazon. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you. Next week, I'll be talking to more women with wisdom.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.